Hi everyone, welcome to Snowdonia National Park, one of the most beautiful parts of Britain. It's got everything. As you can see, it's got lakes and reservoirs. There's a little castle over there. It's got forests. It's got a nice little resort town over there called Llanberis, which is full of tourists. There's two heritage railways here. Beautiful little heritage, two in one place. And of course, it's got mountains, including over there, Snowdon, the highest peak in Britain, outside of Scotland. And today is a Saturday, a bank holiday weekend, so there'll be thousands of people literally on Snowdon at the moment. So yes, I won't want to be up there at the moment. But there's something not many people consider about North Wales and this part of the world when it comes to the natural landscape, and that is one of the biggest parts of North Welsh heritage. Slate mining was devastating to the natural landscape of Wales, but it was also crucial to the flourishing of the economy. So I'm here in Llanberis. I'm going to look at one of the biggest slate quarries in the world. Right, so here you can actually see in this little building the winding mechanism with cable all around it, and obviously the cable snapped. As you can see, it's on the floor. But yeah, what a great little building. Nice to see that still there, this big wooden barrel in which the cable would have wound. Taking carts full of slate up and down this slope here, down to the village, down to the processing spot, the mill where it was processed. There's actually rails on the ground down here. Some rails there, and they kind of disappear into the undergrowth. What a great little spot. Still roof slate tiles up there, precariously balanced, of course. I'm not stood in a great spot either. That's nice to see, because most slate buildings, just the walls are left. So the slate industry was so important to the history of North Wales that I've come here to Dinorwig Quarry, just outside Llanberis, one of the biggest slate quarries in the world at its height. And today, just an epic moonscape of slate. And I must say, picturesque everywhere you turn. So what we're going to do is have a big explore around this massive quarry, see what's left of the old industry, but also see how nature's retook it over in places, and just the little hidden gems of this wonderful old industry. Slate quarrying was small in North Wales until the end of the 18th century, when the population began to increase faster and faster, and landowners began to realise the potential of selling the slate in the mountains they owned. At its peak, Dinorwig employed around 3,000 men. These were highly skilled workers who laboured mostly outdoors in all sorts of conditions. The work was highly dangerous, and workers constantly risked injury and death. Slate that was blasted from the rock was treated in the sheds, where it would be sawn or split into thin slates that could be sold. It was moved around along a complicated network of rails by small steam engines, and all the slate made its way down the mountain to this point here, and then transported by wagons to a dock at Felinely. To keep plenty of slate coming into the sheds to be cut, a constant supply had to be blasted and then cut from the galleries high up. This involved incredibly dangerous work, with men tied only by rope around their legs, looking to bring down any loose slabs of rock. In wet or icy weather, this could be deadly, and many men lost their lives this way. Work conditions in the sheds were only slightly better, with no heating and the air constantly filled with dust. This small unnamed street of houses is known as Anglesey Barracks, built to provide homes for quarrymen who lived too far away to commute. It's a haunting yet beautiful scene of 11 tiny terraced houses on either side. As you can see, inside they're about as simple as could be.
There would have been many of these company-owned houses across the slate quarries of North Wales, and some can still be found in other places nearby, but none are more picturesque than those here at Dunorwic.
So I'm at the bottom of one of the big slate inclines, so a man-made incline taking material all the way up and down the mountain, or down the mountain really. But this one's got a nice hole in it. It's a bit of Lord of the Rings, that, isn't it? Should we poke our head and see what's in there? Nothing, dead end. Bit of a disappointment, but there's a cave over there, so I'm going to see if we can get to that cave, and then we'll climb the mountain a bit more and have a look at, there's loads of little buildings and little bits of mechanism I can see from here. So let's keep going. Right, so just coming out of this cave, and this is what all the tourists want to see. This is the waterfall coming out of another cave, another tunnel over there, man-made. But yeah, so you can see from here, just the sheer scale of this quarry. And of course, the flat surfaces. Now this is what's important. This is why slate is so key, and why it's such a great building material, is because it's tough. It's incredibly tough. You can build walls out of it, you can build houses out of it, you can obviously tile your roof with it, but there's so many things you can do with slate. It's tough, it's brittle, most importantly, it's very, very easy to break down by hand into flat surfaces. It naturally erodes into flat surfaces because it's made of layers, and flat surfaces are obviously perfect for building. This epic, I keep using that word epic, but it does seem fitted, it doesn't seem like an exaggeration. It's another little tunnel over there, there's another incline here with a winding mechanism up there, which I'm going to have a look at. But everywhere there's just ruins of buildings, there's something to see. I'm spoiled for choice, and I don't like being spoiled for choice sometimes. I could be here all day, I think. Let's go have a look in there. So this tunnel opens out into this vast arena. You just see this mountain has just been blasted away. This is a big crater and it goes all the way down there in layers. You can see the layers going up. There's a lot of sheer rock faces, a lot of rock climbers out and about today. But I'm going to go to these steps now, which have been there a long time. I'm just looking at them, I'm thinking, who made them steps? Who built that structure? Because yeah, that's scary, whoever did that. Look at this is more important, this is more interesting to me anyway. So you've got this incline coming down from a winding mechanism there, and you've got this contraption here which is at an angle, it's got wheels on there, you can see. So that's to keep everything on there flat, if you like. That sounds a bit silly, but not perpendicular to the slope, but actually flat, so you can fit wagons on there full of slate down without spilling the load. So that is the mechanism used, which was up and down this slope probably many hundreds if not thousands of times, and it's It's just been abandoned here, it's just been left, even with the cable still attached. So yeah, amazing. Of course, wooden sleepers down there as well. So yeah, let's go. Look at them, the winding mechanism. I don't know why, but I really like this. Reminds me of the Old West in the US for some reason, even though this is older than the Old West. So this is one half of the winding mechanism with a cable on. This cable is broke, but you can see the wheel there, which would have fed the cable down the hill. Here we've got a lever. Look at that lever there. Which would have probably been a brake and been a release for the wheels to turn. But over here is the other one, the other half of the winding mechanism there. And look at the size of that cable. Look at the size of that compared to my hand. Just chunky, and that one's still in place, obviously. Going down to that contraption down there. Wonderful. And there's another building over there with a winding mechanism in as well. So another descent down there. They're just dotted all over. There's several ways to bring slate, many ways to bring slate down from this mountain. Yeah. And Snowdon over there, of course, with a little cloud on top. So now finally, I'm following this, the main incline really here. I'm following it all the way to the top. It's getting windy though, and it's quite a long way. So again, here you can see the value of slate. You can get big slate, you can get small slate, but you can build out of it, which is the thing. You can build walls, you can build structures out of it, build little houses, you can build big houses. It's perfect because it naturally breaks down or breaks up into flat surfaces because it's layered stone. But it's very tough, it's very hard to, even if you pick up a very, very thin bit of slate and you try and break it with your hands, you can't do. So it's tough, it's waterproof, but it's flat, and that makes it very easy to build stuff out of. The further up the incline you go, the more evidence can be found. There are several huts and sheds. This one's still with roof timbers holding up some massive slate roof tiles. There's also broken carts and a partially filled in adit. At the very top, on one of the uppermost galleries, there's also a mysterious tunnel, relatively new and completely flooded. Right, so a proper tunnel now, an actual tunnel here in the mountain. And this looks modern to me, like fairly modern. I think it's got something to do with the power station here, which I'll explain about later. But there's no going through there, it's flooded and it's very, very deep and probably very dangerous. So yes, not going in there. It's nice to see that. It's nice to see something out of reach in this entire place full of little gems of history. It's nice to actually see something which you can't actually explore. Right, so while I'm here, at the top of the quarry, I want to show you the view. Look at that for a view. Stunning. Quite a long building down there, it's still got a bit of roof on it. How do I get down there? I think most people go down the slate. Oh, I'll do that. I've had enough of slate. Right, so I've come to a really interesting building now. So, I've just seen some inclines. So when the raw slate was taken off the mountain and taken down the inclines, or the declines, in carts, it would have been taken on this side of the quarry at least, following these rails into this really long building here where it would be processed properly. So let's have a look in here. So yeah, this is epic. This is great. Epic again. The roof is on there. Look at that, roof's still in place. And these machines here. This was a slate factory. So yeah, proper workshop this. It's where the slate would have been cut proper, really down into manageable chunks, into nice chunks. Not hand cut, but machine cut. Cut right there using that blade. I'm guessing with all these pipes lying around that these were steam powered. I'm only guessing at that because these big pipes are lying about. They had to be powered somehow. But I'm going to go in here because it looks to be more things in here, more gadgets. Several hours now and I just keep thinking, right, that's got to be it now. I'll just head back to the van, back to where I started. But check this out, look at this. Run. Look at this. It's got a roof on it, everything. Come in here. Big sandblasting machine. And how do I know that? Because it tells me. Broadheath near Manchester. Look at that. Amazing. So this engine here is just wonderful. Big wheel, tank over there, made in New York. It's come all the way from New York, this baby. And look at this, for a view from your workplace. Fantastic. Right, and there you go. I think I've covered most things. There's still plenty I didn't see or I didn't bother filming just because there's so much here. But that is it. That is the wonderful old quarry here at Llanberis Dinorwig Quarry. And definitely worth a trip out to have a look. Sadly, its days of being a quarry are no longer. It is more like a historical theme park. It is just full everywhere you go. It's just, there's something to do and something to see. And what's great about this mountain is that its story isn't over yet. So it was one of the world's biggest slate quarries, providing slate to places all over the world, particularly in Britain, doing its service, providing building materials for Britain. But what it does now is something different. It provides electricity, it provides power to Britain, to the national grid, because this mountain now is a hydroelectric power plant. And it works in a very simple way. So there's a reservoir of water at the very top of the mountain, and that drops down into a turbine, into the power plant at the bottom, which provides electricity, and a great deal of electricity as well, a hell of a lot. And the water then is released back into the lake down there. But it's also a self-sustaining place. It's also a recycled water. So what they do at the end of the day, so overnight, basically when demand for power drops away in Britain, they pump that water back up to the reservoir at the top. And then the next day, when the power increases, the power demand increases, when everybody's turned on the TVs and the kettles, etc., they will drop that water down again and get that turbine going. No wonder this place is now known as Electric Mountain.
That's right, below this mountain are 16 kilometres of tunnels linking six gigantic inlet valves to a generator, which can release a huge burst of electricity into the national grid within seconds, compared to hours for other conventional power stations that take a while to reach capacity. And to pump that water back uphill overnight, they simply put the system into reverse. It's simple and ingenious. Now, you can't film around the power station without permission, for obvious reasons. And just to point out that there's so much around the quarry that I didn't choose to put into the video, including some old miner's shoes that can still be seen in one of the buildings, and several sets of ladders against the rock walls, which can be climbed. Why? Well, if I film it all, then there's nothing left for you to discover if you ever visit. And sometimes, that's the point of these videos.